Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, preachers, pastors, listen now. Don't despise the days of small things and beginnings. People say, well, that's easy for you to say. You know, you got thousands. Well, you didn't see me years ago, though, did you? Preaching to six. I preached to six exactly like I preached to you. Amen. Exactly like I preached to all these nations on the internet. I preached to, there were times when there were three people there. I preached to them just like I'm doing right now. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
If you're not faithful with two, why would God give you 2,000? Oh, come on now. Can you see this? You understand? You got to be faithful with what you have, where you are, or you don't qualify for the next step. Say it out loud. Faithful.
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 Faithful. How many remember Proverbs said, the faithful man, the faithful woman, what will happen to them? They will abound with blessings. They will overflow with blessings. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 12, are you there? Verse 7, 1 Corinthians 12, 7 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Who can have a manifestation of the Spirit? Would that include you?
Yes.
What does manifestation mean? Showing, making known, revealing, moving. Right? All of that is the Spirit moving. Can you believe for and have and experience the moving of the Spirit in your life?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's every believer. Read it out loud to me again. But the what?
Manifestation.
The manifestation
of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit
is given to every man.
Is this the Bible?
Yes, sir.
Is given to a special anointed few.
No.
Huh? Special holy few.
Every man.
Huh?
Every man.
A few extraordinarily devoted, committed people. No, no. Every. What did it say? Every.
Every.
Every man. Say it out loud. I can.
I can.
I should.
I should.
I will.
I will.
Have the manifestation.
Have the manifestation.
Demonstration.
Demonstration.
Revealing.
Revealing.
Moving of the Spirit.
Moving of the Spirit.
In my life.
In my life.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody got it.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
I will. I refuse not to.
Yes.
I'm supposed to have this.
Yes.
You're supposed to have, not just ministers, every man.
Amen.
Every man. I can have, I should have, I'm supposed to have, I will have the moving of the Spirit in my life. In my life. That's not just at church. That's in my life. Oh. Can you sense the will of God in this? Man, Christ has come up in your life. You're supposed to have the moving of the Spirit. Revelation, direction, word of knowledge. Something come up that just seems too big for you. Special faith come up in you. And you just believe God when it seems like there's no way. Miracles in your life. This is not just for a select few. Every man. Is this Bible? Is this scripture? Every man. Hallelujah. Now go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter, the first chapter. No, no, on your way, stop at 1 Thessalonians. You know, we had the great privilege and honor of traveling, Brother Kenneth and Miss Aretha Hagen, for years. I don't know the last 10 years, I guess, that we traveled with them. Nearly every church we went to, pastors were fond of asking him this, Brother Hagin, what's the Lord doing today? If he said this once, He said this 1,000 times. I'm going to read it to you. I wrote it down. What's the Lord doing now? What's God doing today? And Brother Hagin, to say this, he said, he's building strong local churches and teaching them to flow with the Spirit. Did you hear that? What's God doing right now? He's building strong local churches and teaching them to flow with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Teaching them about the move of the Spirit. How to cooperate. How to yield. Well, that's us. We're in on that. He's planted a church here. Now he's building it. Hallelujah. First Thessalonians, are you there? 5:16. What do you do? Rejoice ever more. Oh, Edgar Allan Poe needed to know that, didn't he? Because his old raven is hollering what? Nevermore. Evermore. Nah, wrong. It's rejoice evermore. Rejoice. Poor fella had devils in his house, needed to get saved. Rejoice evermore. What else? Pray without ceasing. Now, how you do that? That doesn't mean pray every breath. But how do you do that? Well, it just means you don't just have times of prayer. You pray as a matter of normal operation all throughout the day, all throughout the night. I know some years ago the Lord showed me another step of this for my own personal life. We were with some friends at a meeting and went out after the service to a restaurant in another state. And the waitress had just come and took our order and was walking away. And we went back to talking like we normally did. Well, the Spirit of God arrested me. I don't mean I heard something out here or felt a physical thing. But inside me, the Lord said to me, he said, now's the time to pray over your food. Well, see, normally we didn't do that. We'd wait till the food comes. And then we'd pray over our food. You know, a lot of things people do is just tradition. They don't even release faith in it. They just, you know, like saying grace. What is that? Well, let's say grace. What does that mean? See, people don't even know what they are doing and why they're doing it. 1 Timothy talks about that what we eat is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Now, there's scripture. Sanctified. Sanctified means set apart and cleansed. Well, the Lord said to me, he said, now it's time to pray over your food. I thought, now? Why? You know, we always do that. He said, well, now I'm not hearing voices, but inside me. He said, the difference between them reaching and getting a spoiled piece of meat or a good piece of meat is here or here. He said, ask me to direct the selection and preparation of the food and call it sanctified, blessed and sanctified, and give thanks. Instead of it getting out to the table, now you may have to believe for a miracle. Or go ahead and eat it and it's bad. Now you got to believe if you eat any deadly thing, it won't hurt you. Well, it'd be a lot simpler, right, than just not have to go through all that. And he began to show me, and so this is how we pray. You know, Lord, we thank you for being so good to us. You said if we'd serve you, you'd bless our bread and water, and you'd take sickness out of the midst of us, and the number of our days you'd fulfill. We thank you for it. We ask you to direct them in the selection and preparation of this food. We call it blessed and sanctified to the nourishment of our bodies in your service. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And release faith. Believe that all those things happen. And he went on to teach me about it. He said, let's say that you're believing for a new car. Well, believe that the right one is put together at the right time and it gets to you to the right place, believe before they start building it. Well, how would I know, Brother Keith? By faith. You just believe that the right one winds up. Let's say you go to buy an appliance. You go to buy an item, and they have to go back in the back to get it out of the warehouse or off the shelf. What's the difference between getting a good one that lasts twice as long as they normally do or getting one that you got to take back three times? What's the difference? Them reaching and getting this box or getting this one? And for the Lord to have a legal right to get involved with it, you got to ask Him and get in faith. So while they're walking back to get it, you just say, Lord, I ask You to direct them to the right box, direct them to the selection of this. Right? Well, what is that? That's praying without ceasing. Yes. See, if you practice that, you're doing that kind of thing all the time. And you don't feel like, you don't have to get on your knees and pray out, you scream out loud in prayer at an hour at a time. It can take that long. Lord, I'm asking You to direct them in the selection of that thing in Jesus' name. Thank You. Lord, I'm asking You for this. You see, I have not because, right? And you can't just ask wavering, got to ask in faith, right? We talk to our staff, you know, anytime you're going to order something, you know, before you call or when you hang up the phone, before anybody has a time to do anything, Lord, direct them to the perfect one and direct them in the packaging and shipping and ministering spirits, we give You charge over it. Get it to us without delay and without incident. Right? Before, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, Brother Keith, let's pray before you take off in the plane. Well, I already did last night. But sometimes instead of explaining to them, I'll just say, right, go ahead. But a lot of times, you know, hours before or the night before or before that, I prayed about it. I said, Lord, I ask that Your hand be on every piece of this machine. Cause it to work right. Keep it back from any failure or malfunction. I ask Your hand on me. Help me to be alert and quick and sharp. Keep me from making mistakes. Help me to make good decisions and good judgment. Help me to be aware. Lord, I ask You to help us to get the right people in ATC and direct them as how they direct me. Ministering spirits, go before us. Clear the way and prepare the way before us, behind us, above us, beneath us, all the way round about us in Jesus' name. Amen. Satan, I bind you from hindering us and causing us any problems. You're shut down. I forbid it in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, prosper us and give us a good trip. We thank You for it.
Amen.
Release faith.
Thank You, Lord.
Right? Yes, don't just pray little pat prayers because you prayed it last time to just save your conscience that I prayed. Pray according to the Word. Pray in faith. Release your faith that this will be done on purpose.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me